finally today some music from an African country we don't often hear from, Mauritania. But Noura Mint Semali wants to change that. Her music mixes older Mauritanian music with blues and rock, and she's taken it around North Africa, Europe, and the Middle East. She was just in the U.S. for her first tour here. Bruce Wallace caught up with her in New York City.
One time, a long time ago, the story goes, there was a Mauritanian igao, or griot, someone from a traditional music and storytelling family. He's giving the king and his court a music lesson, explaining the various moods that Mauritanian music can elicit. Jaysh Oul Shigali, himself a griot, picks up the story. My music can make you feel love, the griot tells the king, demonstrating that mood. The people gathered feel the love. My music can make you laugh or cry, he continues. Laughter, then tears fill the room. It can make you feel like fighting, he says, and the tension rises. And it can make you relaxed. The next day, the king asked the griot what happened to him last night. You fell asleep, so I took off, the griot says. Shigali and his wife Noura Mint Semali apparently left the sleepy mode at home when they came for their first U.S. tour. They played in Brooklyn last week and quickly had the crowd swaying and dancing. Semali, like her husband, comes from one of Mauritania's premier griot families. Her father wrote an authoritative book on the country's music, and her stepmother, who Semali started singing with when she was 13, was one of the few Mauritanian musicians to gain an international following. Semali takes this heritage seriously, seeing it as her calling to tell the rest of the world about her country's music. It's not always an easy task. It doesn't have nearly the international stature that music from neighboring countries like Senegal, Mali, and Algeria has. She thinks that's partially because of a lack of government investment in the arts. It may also be related to geography. Mauritania bridges Arab North Africa and Sub-Saharan West Africa, and the music takes in healthy pieces of both regions, but it doesn't fall fully into either world. Semali's music also, obviously, bridges past to present. The band's last album is called Azawan, the word for the traditional ensemble in Mauritanian music. Shigali's winding guitar takes up the role the tidnit would play in a traditional Mauritanian griot group, and a Western drum kit replaces hand drums. The lyrics are a mix, too. Songs about traditional Mauritanian food share space with ones about environmental awareness and breast cancer. But Semali says that her heart is in tradition, particularly when she's touring the U.S. She wants to present a pure picture of the music of her country, even if she funks it up here and there. Being hard to classify isn't necessarily bad. For one thing, it's meant some pleasantly eclectic billings for the group. They shared the stage in Brooklyn with a young improvising drummer and a guitarist who's a longtime stalwart of the city's experimental music scene. Listening backstage, Semali smiled curiously and said she liked it. What do you call this music? She asked in French. Avant-garde, a bandmate told her. Her adventures in American culture also took her to Louisville, Kentucky, home to a large Mauritanian expat community. Has she found any American food she likes? I asked. She loves fried chicken, she says. Back in Brooklyn, the band's closing song marches forward with a heavy, funk backbeat. The crowd is on its feet. They've blown through the venue's 10 p.m. curfew, so an encore is not in the cards. In Mauritania, their shows can go on for a long time. Here, the neighbors complain. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Brooklyn.